Copernicus, the scientist, lost his life for pointing out that the Earth orbits around the Sun. It is not the Sun which rises and falls, orbiting the Earth. From our subjective viewpoint, it looks like the Sun revolves around us. From our subjective viewpoint, it looks like it's a small sphere in our sky, that it's a fickle thing coming and going. But Copernicus showed that these are subjective distortions of the objective truth. The same thing happens with God. It is not God who rises and falls, orbiting us. From our subjective viewpoint, it looks like God revolves around us. It looks like God is a small being in our lives, that God is fickle, coming and going. But Jesus showed that these are subjective distortions of the objective truth. The truth is that God is the center of the universe. God is the source of our heat and light and life. God is huge. We are small. God is not the genie of our lamp. We are his servants. God is constant. We are fickle. Self-centeredness means death. God-centeredness means life. Both Copernicus and Jesus got killed by those resisting the truth. Both Copernicus and Jesus got killed by church people. What we need is a Copernican revolution continuously.